this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger flitching, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday night at 10 to bring you a closer look at the 80s music era. And if you're a regular to the program, you know we've been celebrating the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice, which debuted back in September 16th, 1984. And for the last five Squid podcasts, if you will, I've been featuring only music that appeared during the show's lifespan of five seasons. And tonight is, unfortunately, the sixth and final installment. If you're curious about the past playlists, you can find them on the station's website at WMFO.org and click on the schedule link, then click on the show Songs from the Squid Pod. And speaking of the station's website, we are in the middle of a donations drive this evening. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But for now, we need to get the show started by discussing the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. And tonight's is a Miami Vice themed trivia question here. Of all the main Miami Vice characters, Sonny, Tubbs, Castillo, Trudy, Gina, Stan, and Larry, which one was abducted by aliens? And the answer to the question, to tonight's question, is Trudy, who was played by Olivia Brown. That's right, in season 4, episode 7, entitled Missing Hours. While she's not directly abducted by the aliens, there is a lingering question as to the missing hours that she can't explain. In any event, that episode also starred James Brown and Chris Rock. And they were playing people, not aliens. In any event, if you like 80s trivia, you can always get a jump on the question of the week by following me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. And before we start tonight's show here, I've got a special treat, if you will. I have a new show promo still in draft form here, but I thought I'd give you a sneak peek of it. So we're going to get to that right now here.
Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly
downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
my name is
Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date, it's a scam, whatever, all right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Can you dig it?
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We are kicking off the sixth and final edition of the 35th anniversary celebration of the music of Miami Vice tonight. And we started off that set with Depeche Mode and Pleasure Little Treasure from Music for the Masses from 1987. Yellow was in there with Si Señor, the Hairy Grill. That's off of their 1987 release, 1 Second. And a somewhat different sound there from the Swiss electric duo. Yellow's more known for their funky dancing numbers, but this industrial sound is more akin to Ministry, who we have coming up later, hint, hint. After Yellow, we heard Gene Loves Jezebel and the track 20 Killer Hertz off of The House of Dolls, also from 1987. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks. So we're going to dive right back into it with some Billy Idol.
I'm buffalo, bison, bison, buffalo, cannonball, rifle, rifle, cannonball. That's where the thunder rumbles, that's where the thunder rumbles. That's the way the bee bumbles, that's the way the bee bumbles, that's the way the bee bumbles, that's the way the bee bumbles.
Middle finger for all. Jealous at my ride, stereo and black wall. Suckers, they got the nerve. With my head in my hands, Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Yes, we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. And that's right, folks. We are in the midst of a donation drive. And hope you like that little donation promo there. However, that is a bit outdated. So I just want to walk you through exactly... where to go and how to do this here. So if you visit the station's website at WMFO.org and you click on the donate link at the top of the page, you'll be brought to the donations page, of course, where you just got some basic information and your t-shirt size, if you so choose. And, of course, the amount that you donated. And what you're going to do is, at the bottom there, you click submit. However, you have to go back to that page there and scroll down to the bottom again, and you will notice a link to the TuftsGiving.org site. Now, once you click on that section, that link, you're going to be brought to another page, and this is where you're actually going to submit your payment information. Now, in order for that money to get to us, the radio station, and not to some other part of Tufts University, not that they don't deserve it, of course, in the section where it says select a school, you want to hit the drop down, scroll down to the bottom where it says other, and then you will notice another box appear that says other. And in there, you are going to type WMFO. And this is how these funds will get directly to us. And of course, you just enter your gift amount and then all your other payment info. So apologies, that's a little bit complicated there. But again, WMFO.org, click on the donate link, select your t-shirt if you want one, go back to the donate page there, scroll down to the bottom again, and then you will click on the TuftsGiving.org link where you can enter your payment information. And again, be sure to select other for school, and in the other box, select WMFO. Now, we are, of course, part of Tufts University here, but we are commercial-free radio, and everybody here, all DJs, myself included, the board, we're all volunteers, either students or community members who volunteer their time. It's a labor of love for us here, bringing you the best in music of all genres. We've even got some talk shows, so you name it, you can find it here on WMFO. So this money definitely helps us, keep up with buying new music and helping upkeep equipment, headphones break, computers go down. You name it. The funds come in handy. And whatever it is you can donate is much appreciated and helpful. So don't feel like that, I really can't, afford much. Believe me, every little bit helps. So, without further ado, let's talk about what we've been playing here. We are, of course, in the midst of the sixth and final installment of the 35th anniversary celebration of Miami Vice, particularly its music. And everything we've been playing here for the last, six episodes of Songs from the Squid Pod have all featured songs that have been played on Miami Vice. Like, for instance, Billy Idol. From his 1986 release, Whiplash Smile, we heard Sweet 16. Paola's were in there with Eyes of a Stranger from their 1982 release, No Stranger to Danger. Echo and the Bunnymen was in there from their self-titled album from 1987. We heard Bedbugs and Ballyhoo. Public Enemy gave us You're Gonna Get Yours from their 1987 debut. Yo, Bum Rush the Show. I'm going to run out of background music here. But let me see if I can rectify that. Well, not too bad. And then we wrapped it up there with Black and Sweetest Smile from his 1987 release, Wonderful Life. That's also his debut. Black is otherwise known as Colin Vierncombe. And not very well known here in the States, but that track there, Sweetest Smile, was a top 10 hit in the UK for him. So there you go. All right. Got just less than 15 minutes to go here. I am not going to get to everything, but tune in next week and we'll have some Miami Vice leftovers. How about that? All right, let's go back to 1989 for the Tom Tom Club. Happy. Alrighty, folks, you have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday night at 10 p.m., bringing you the best of the 80s. And tonight, which unfortunately was wrapped up a little bit too early for various reasons, which I'll get to in a second here, but
maybe
this was the sixth and final edition of our celebration of the 35th anniversary of Miami Vice, particularly its music. Everything I've been playing here for the last 6 weeks, or last six shows anyway, has all featured music that has appeared on the five seasons of Miami Vice. And we started off this, well, actually, we only heard one track from this last set, which was the Tom Tom Club and Kiss Me When I Get Back from their 1989 release, Boom Boom Chi Boom Boom. That was originally released in Europe in 1988, but its release here in the U.S. in 89 had different artwork and a somewhat significant change to the track listing. Kiss Me When I Get Back being one of them. And I got time for one more track here, but before I get to that, I just wanted to mention quickly again that we are in the midst of a donation drive. Here at WMFO, we do this once a year where we try to raise funds for the station. We are commercial-free, all-volunteer community, and a mix of community.